flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. We will answer to the best of our ability. As we always do to wrap up the show, final hour of the show is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Sometimes, not really. Like, Joey is a troublemaker. Like, genuinely a troublemaker.
Yes.
And sometimes we play it up a little bit, you know, like lean in.
Yeah.
You don't have to play it up this week.
Oh, sir.
Just ruffling feathers. Left Falcons feathers.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 the game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds.
To the
best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9
from the peripheral, too. Can't get anything past Randy.
And an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Hey, Joe, cause any trouble this week?
Blowing up a spot here, Andy. It's been ho-hum. You know, it's fine. It's whatever. It's just another day in the world of sports, right?
Let's just kind of start with, obviously, the story of the week, which is Kirk Cousins going on TV earlier and saying what happened against the Saints and then talking about how it affected the rest of the year. And, well, we didn't know that, and the clerical errors and all that kind of stuff. Just sort of what's your general big picture take right now on everything that's gone down with him this week?
I mean, for me, it was, I felt like angry, like a lot of fans did, at Kirk Cousins for, you know, obviously kind of revealing himself to have lied to, you know, obviously to the team and to the fans, but also just, you know, personally as media, as people who, you know, are asking questions. And Mark Raimondi, I'll throw him out there from ESPN. He's the one who asked Kirk after that Denver Broncos game whether he was, you know, why he landed on the injury report. Obviously, you mentioned that clerical error line. And then he said, so you're 100%? He says, yeah. And that was, I mean, based on what he said this week, not the truth. Right. So it just leaves you feeling frustrated. And that's kind of, I think, the point of why he went out and said this, because he's obviously trying to force his move. And we can debate everything that happened in November and December or even before that. But really what's important for the Falcons at this point and for Kirk Cousins is what happens from here on out. And obviously he's going to want to get himself cut, which is just kind of a funny thing to say, but that's the way the world works in the NFL for players. And obviously it puts the Falcons in a kind of a sticking point after Terry Fontenot came out and said in his post season press conference that they were quote unquote comfortable with him remaining the starting quarterback the backup quarterback. And, you know, we'll see if that remains the case after all this took place.
Well, we know that's a bunch of crap. That was crap when Terry and Rob both said at the same time, that was a bunch of crap. So we knew for a fact that he was not going to be here.
Yeah, it's just what you say.
My thing, Joe, is that people are now looking at it from a standpoint of, okay, now they might be able to get something for him. I know there's a sucker born every day, Joe. There really is. But there's no way in hell, unless the only team that I can do it because are the Browns, because they will be just the Browns. But there's no way in hell they're going to get anybody to come try to trade for Kirk. And Kirk has the no trade clause, so he can just sit back and wait to go where he wants to go.
Right, right. I mean, like, both parties hold some form of power in this situation, where the Falcons obviously have him under contract and could essentially, like, kind of quote unquote punish him, if you want to say that, by just essentially keeping him. And but that would obviously be a pill that would seemingly be kind of unstomachable by the leadership there at the Falcons, to continue to pay, you know, pay a player, frankly, that $10 million roster bonus after everything that's happened. It seems like a non-starter. And it would be one thing, Randy, if it didn't matter for teams whether they traded him, if they added Kirk Cousins via a trade or, you know, by signing him after he's cut. But the main point is that, you know, there's no incentive really for these teams to trade for Kirk Cousins if they can basically pick him up for free after he's cut, unless they're really, really like, you know, we want Kirk Cousins. He is our guy. We've been, you know, like kind of tracking this and wanting to land this deal for a long time. But is there a team that's really thinking like that? Probably not. He's probably more of a backup option, probably more of, you know, well, like if we're not situated well in the draft, then, you know, this is a nice fallback for us. So ultimately, I just don't see there being a demand out there that would facilitate a trade for the Falcons, unfortunately for them, because it would certainly help the Falcons if they were able to trade them. And that's, I think, clearly, obviously, what they're trying to hold out for.
Maybe the answer to this question is it already is. But assuming that this isn't qualifying as messy, does this get messy? Like, do you think that there's a point where, with no trade clauses and the salary kicker on the 17th of March and all that kind of stuff, like, does it get worse than this publicly, potentially?
Publicly, I don't know, but I definitely think it could get messy in terms of, you know, maybe the Falcons do find somebody who would want to trade for him, but Kirk can always just use his no trade clause and say, Right. Nope, I'm not doing that. Right. And you know, on the other side of the coin, maybe, you know, Kirk explores something where there's a situation where he really, but, you know, the Falcons may not, you know, if they end up deciding to release him, then that could happen at like the last second of the last hour of the deadline, just to try to, you know, exhaust every kind of thing. And I'm not saying that they would do that intentionally or whatnot, but you just never know the games that are being played. And it certainly does feel like, well, I mean, there's clearly games being played, like cutthroat games being played at this point. And I think that was the most shocking thing, with Kirk coming out publicly, both on TV and to The Athletic, and kind of repeating the same thing. It's clearly a campaign, like, or a strategy,
yeah, definitely.
To communicate this, to try to stir all this up.
Joe, okay, I'm you done with Kirk, Andy?
Yeah, for now. Yeah, like, this part of it. Yeah, there will be more in the next month.
Yeah, I'm
pretty much done it.
Yeah, for what he said on TV on Tuesday, I'm pretty much done it.
Okay, yeah. So, Joe, I just saw something, and I wanted to ask you, because you were a part of the Fire This Guy committee. Ryan Day gets a new contract, Joe.
I sent that to Andy earlier today, and I just said, it's funny how the world turns, yeah, you know, where, you know, 6 weeks ago, I was out here ranting and raving like a fan that I am, that he should be fired because he can't beat Michigan, and then he wins the national championship. And you guys were, by the way, you guys were like, well, what if he wins the national championship? And I'm sitting here saying, there's no way. That's impossible. I'm like yelling at you guys for even bringing up the notion that that could happen.
The voices of reason from 11 to 2 every day.
That's right. And here I am, you know, sitting here like an idiot. But, you know, I guess that's what happens when you win a national championship. You become, I mean, not the highest paid coach. That'd still be Kirby Smart. But I believe Dave will now be the second highest paid coach. And you know, he's going to have his work cut out for him, because he lost both his coordinators. Unfortunately, you know, our pride and joy defensive coordinator has now gone to Penn State. Unfortunately, Mike Conte gets the reap of the rewards of that. And a new offensive coordinator as well for Ohio State. Brian Hartline got promoted. So a lot of work for Ryan Day to kind of reformulate that coaching staff up there in Columbus.
Well, kind of did the Ohio State and the Falcons headlines. I don't know who you think is going to win the Super Bowl. I don't really have any other Falcons stuff like that that's really going on right now. So
yeah,
who wins Sunday?
Man, I kind of think – so, like, I'm just torn on this, because I feel like if the game is close, it's going to be a Chiefs win. But the way that, you know, Saquon Barkley has been running the football is just, like, something I can't, like, recall a running back that has looked as explosive and dangerous every time he gets it as he has. It's really, like, a unique part of his game where it feels like – almost like, remember Chris Johnson for the Titans about, you know, a decade ago or so, where it just felt like he could take it to the house on any given play. And that's how it feels for Saquon. Obviously, the Chiefs are really good at making teams really work up and down the field. And Patrick Mahomes obviously has his incredible, you know, postseason and Super Bowl record, so it's hard to go against that. But I'm going to go with the Eagles. Screw it. I'm going with the Eagles.
Look at
I don't like either of these teams, frankly. In fact, like, these might be, like, my two, like, up there with two of my least favorite teams in the NFL, just because they're in this spot too often. You know, we need some fresh blood in the Super Bowl, yeah, honestly. But I'll go with, give me the Eagles.
Jealousy, like pure fan jealousy, and I understand. Hey, yes. There was one more like sort of semi Falcons related thing.
Sure,
Myles Garrett wants out. Like, is there a package that this team can put together and try to make it attractive enough to be the team that lands him?
I mean, I think they could put together a package if they wanted to, but it's like, I don't know. It's hard for me to see Myles Garrett really wanting to come, and it's not like he's in a position where Kirk Cousins is, where he has a no-trade clause, but, you know, the other thing, I don't know. Like, obviously, you bring in Myles Garrett changes your entire defense, but, you know, every team in the NFL is saying the same exact thing, and what are the Falcons with already short on draft picks? Granted, the picks wouldn't really affect this year, but it just feels like there's a lot of building for them to do. Ultimately, I'm not getting my hopes up, let's put it that way. Although, if he did come, it would be, you know, incredible. You'd get one of the best players in football, maybe the best player in football, to be perfectly honest.
It would be very exciting. I am going to get my hopes up, Joe. thank you for the time, as always.
All right. Appreciate you, Jay.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Falcons reporter. Another trade in the NBA.
Yeah, man.
Not the Hawks.
What the hell?
Yusuf Nurkic headed to the Charlotte Hornets.
Why?
That's where they send you when they're tired of you. Like, damn. When teams get tired of people, they send them to Charlotte. Like, wow. The Suns, he doesn't even play for the Suns anymore. He hadn't been in the lineup for a long
Suns
time.
Suns stink. They had their ass whipped last night. They're 10th in the West.
They're not good.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like,
they're not good. Yeah. They hate Nurkic, though. Yeah. Like, I don't know what he did, but they're like, all right, get the hell out of here. Who'd they trade him for? I didn't even see one of the Martins.
Yes. So
there's a couple of Martin brothers. Yeah, they got one of them.
Pick. They traded him and a first-round pick.
Oh, wow. They just wanted to unload him.
Yes.
A little salary down. Yes. I don't even know how much he makes, but wow. Yeah, you know, they're tired of him.
Damn.
Well, the Hornets need a new center because they traded Mark Williams yesterday.
That is true.
They got a hell of a starting lineup out there in Charlotte now.
If they can stay healthy.
LaMelo Ball, Dalton Kanecht, Cam Reddish, Yusuf Nurkic. Look out! Hornets are coming. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, load the phone lines up. We'll answer your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.